You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, Canada has just revealed the ultimate plan for the powers that be. Now, I want to share with you an article that was published on the 31st of May. Joe Biden, aka President Houseplant, says 9mm bullet, quote unquote, blows the lung out of the body. I want you to think about that for a minute. Why all of a sudden the shift to the 9mm round? I'm going to give my opinion later. However, anyone who might have been on the fence about whether or not the government wants complete disarmament of law-abiding citizens, that has now been put to rest. President Houseplant said a 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body while discussing options on gun legislation on Monday, prompting some to suggest he was calling for handguns to be banned. Oh yeah, that's exactly what it is. Now, let's go ahead and go off in the weeds with Canada. Yeah, Skippy Trudeau has literally announced the freeze on handguns in Canada. Import, transfer, purchase, sale, the whole nine yards. Now, if you find the video where he makes this announcement, what do you notice? Everybody behind him is wearing a face diaper, even though he is not. Wow. Just wow. So for all of my Canadian brothers out there, Canada has literally become an official dystopia. Yeah. The criminals, they're not going to give up their guns at all. So the black market is going to flourish. So yes, people, what Canada has just done is what America is now going to try to do. However, it's going to be ineffective. Why? Because there are too many guns out there. And the 9mm cartridge is the most plentiful round out there. But let's get back to old Houseplant. Biden made the remarks while speaking to reporters outside the White House a day after he and First Lady Jill Biden visited Uvalde, Texas, and comforted families grieving the 19 children and two teachers who were killed in a mass shooting at an elementary school last week. Funny, or should I say ironic? At first, it was we need to ban quote-unquote assault rifles, even though every time I hear someone say that, I want to literally grab them by the throat and choke the shit out of them. But now, it's a shift to 9mm. We all know where this is going. And if you don't know where this is going, look at Canada. The president has urged Congress to pass broader gun measures, such as a new ban on assault weapons or universal background checks on gun purchases. The background check is already in play. Just yesterday, when I went to the gun store and made my down payment on my new rifle, guess what? People were getting background checks like crazy. So the idea of universal background checks is already on the books. On Monday, Biden said the assault weapons ban in the 1990s had, quote unquote, significantly cut down on mass murders. Really? 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 Oh, man. Oh, my God. He recalled a visit to a New York trauma hospital when he was a senator conducting hearings on what, quote unquote, rational gun laws should be. Quote unquote, when I first started doing hearings on the issue of what rational gun laws should be, it was during a period when I was a senator and the death rate was going up, he said. I sat with a trauma doctor and I asked him, I said, what's the difference? I said, why are they dying? And they showed me x-rays. He said a .22 caliber bullet will lodge in the lung and we can probably get it out. Maybe able to get it out and save the life. A 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body. When did we no longer have rib cages? I'm just asking for a friend. So human beings somehow have lost their back rib cage. Who knew? Honestly, who knew? So the idea of these high caliber weapons is of there's simply no rational basis for it in terms of thinking about self-protection, hunting. And remember, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, was never absolute. You could not buy a cannon when the Second Amendment was passed. Actually, yes, you could. You couldn't go out and purchase a lot of weapons. Now, that's the end of that article. However, I want to throw a little bit of information out there, and you'll see exactly where this is going to go. The top five most popular calibers for handguns. Number five, 380 ACP. Number four, 38 Special. Number three, 40 S&W. Number two, 45 ACP. And number one, 9mm. Gentlemen, we all see where this is going. There's no need to beat around the bush and say, well, you know, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. No, 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 no. Nope. The powers that be want the everyday law-abiding citizen to be completely disarmed. Period. There is no more arguing this. But we have to ask, why the sudden shift to 9mm? Well, as I said, it is a plentiful round. It's the most popular round for handguns. And it's effective. It truly is. But all of that simply leads to this. What happened with the woman who killed that guy in West Virginia? The system does not want the everyday law-abiding citizen to be able to defend themselves. Now the grand plan, which has just been unveiled in Canada, is for crime to get so out of hand that the everyday law-abiding citizen is going to beg the government to step in. Nothing more, nothing less. They need the populace to be completely and totally dependent on them. Now, mind you, knife attacks, blunt instrument attacks went through the roof, especially in the UK. But that's neither here nor there. Why? Because they don't want the citizenry to have firearms to be able to defend themselves against the government. Period. However, that's not going to work here. Why? Because this country was built on guns. So no, it's not going to work. Not going to work. So here's the grand question. Is President Houseplant or any of these politicians going to give up their security details? Of course not. No. So my humble suggestion would be this. People, tool up. Arm yourself. Remember the video that I put out? If you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. Period. Point blank. Even if it is a high point, C9 9mm. Yes, it is a very inexpensive pistol. But hey, it does its job. Just saying, it does its job. Now, what I'm going to go into is what I saw yesterday at the gun shop that I briefly mentioned before. I just put my down payment on my Smith & Wesson M&P 1522. 22 caliber rifle that is chambered, or should I say, it's modeled after the AR-15. Great training weapon. 22 rounds are plentiful. However, that's what I'm going to use to get myself back to where I used to be when I was in the military. Period, point blank. People, get out there, get yourself a tool, become proficient with said tool. Because now things are about to get a whole lot crazier, especially with expected food shortages. Yeah. They want the populace to be completely disarmed and ready to beg the government to step in and protect them. Even though we know, especially with everything that happened in Texas, the cops are not there to protect you. It's up to you to protect yourself. And that definitely was the biggest topic of conversation yesterday. A lot of people have lost faith within law enforcement. They've lost it. Once again, let me remind you, the police are nothing more than a reactionary force / cleanup crew after what has went down. Nothing more, nothing less. But hey, so many people have been thoroughly misinformed that they continuously give ground. Hopefully the Republicans, or should I say the noodleback Republicans, will not give ground. But we know they will. Hey, it is what it is. Remember, people, self-preservation, what is the basis? Self. You preserve yourself. You protect yourself. So yeah, arm up, do what you need to do, train, and be ready for trouble when it comes. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. And society, the power will eventually go out. Civil order will go out right along with it. And once the lights go out and the shooting starts, guess what? Those same politicians that are trying to entice you into giving up your rights to defend yourself will be nowhere around when you need them. More than likely, they'll be in a bunker somewhere, leaving you to fend for yourself. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.